type of trees that could also have an Isser Hano of Avodah Zarah. The first one is Ilon Shenotu Metchilo L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If you have a tree that the Goyim planted first, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Sarezu Asura, the tree now is also Hano, even before they worship it. This is all according to everybody. Since they planted the Shem of Idazara, it's also Bano. And Rashi says, Ashivat Lenu, until the guy is Mavato, the tree. And we'll see later on in the Mishnah, how are you Mavato, the tree of an Ati Asherah. Now, a middle case is, Gideya Upisloi. Gideya means a guy now came and chopped off some wood from this Ati Asherah, in order that it should grow back better. Or else the Pisloi, he removed the psoilus, the bad leaves of the tree, with an intention that it should grow better now. That his intentions were, what grows better now, I want to worship the new branches. So then the law is, what becomes Asa Banor is only the new branches, not the old branch of the tree itself. Because he did not have intentions to worship the tree itself. He only has intentions to worship the new growth. So the Hechlet, and something new grows on the tree. So now the law is, if a Jew comes along and wants to use the tree, he just has to remove the new growths, the new leaves, the new branches, but the old branches, the old tree, that still remains mutabano. What's going to be hemetachter avodas kechovim? Let's say a guy puts an idol underneath the tree. So he's not worshipping the tree. It's only there like to protect the avodah zarah. So then true, kol tuman the avodah zarah is there, it's also to have ano, to have an off from the shade of the tree. Because the tree is called the Tashmish of the Avodah Zarah, also was the Banor. But here, Vinotlo, once the Goyim take away their Avodah Zarah on the bottom, Harez the Muteris, then the tree becomes Mutter, because they did not worship the actual tree. So to make it Mutter Banor, it's enough just to remove the bottom of Avodah Zarah.
Okay,
yeah, nothing more says.
In other words, this is talking about
the Right. Amri Dver of Yanai. V'hu shehivrech v'hirkiv begufa shalilon. Saying a chiddush now. Again, that's what the middle case says, gidua pisuloi, it's only if he was hivrech in the goof of the tree itself. Rashi says, means you grafted something onto the tree itself. V'hirkiv hoya chaliposa v'hev lehana gilurin ha'metuya metchilakach. Then if you graft like a new branch onto this tree, l'shem avodah zarah, then this branch becomes asa banor. Because it's considered like you're planting it now, the shame of Avodah Zarah. But mashma, if you just chop off a branch, almanas, that something new should grow, even when it grows, still would be mutabano. So Mar says, is that true? V'anana, now Mishnah says, gideya, as long as you just chop off the branch, upisla, or you take off the tzelus, you remove the bad parts of the tree, and then the tree grows by itself, that grows is also banor, even without you grafting something new onto the tree. Kanan. So Mar says true, and we have before El Razi Kiyitma the Rabbi Yanai Linyan Vitalitma. He's teaching us the Chiddush that even though this was done, still it's enough just to remove this extra branch that you grafted on, and the rest of the tree remains mutabano. That's the Chiddush. The Yafagav, even though Tehivrach Vehirkiv Begufa Shalilon, you took a new branch now and you grafted it onto this old tree L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So the Chiddush is still that kinoto, that when you take away mashechlet, this new branch, when it starts to grow, shapadami, it's enough just to remove this new branch, and then the rest of the tree remains mutabano. Because really, to mal the time, I would have thought to say, again, kivon de hivruch v'hirkev, since you grafted, or again planted on, the gufa shalilon, into the tree itself, maybe now the whole tree becomes also bano. Because now the whole tree should be considered kilon shenotu metchila dami. It's as if the whole tree was planted now in the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Since you did an action of growing something new into this tree, so we don't only look upon the new growth, but we should look upon the whole tree as if it's asa banor. For lista sakula, and maybe the whole tree should become asa banor. Kamashvula, no. Again, they did not worship this tree yet. They only grafted on a new branch, almanas, to worship the new branch, and he didn't worship it yet. So the Chiddush is only that new branch is awesome and grows out of it. But the rest of the tree remains mutabano when you remove this branch. Omar Shmuel says, Hamishtach Belilon, if a guy or Jew would worship a tree, they would worship a tree, it was not planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah Poshet, a regular tree, that now they come and they worship this tree, Talocher is Toisfaseo Asura. The new growth, what grows out of the tree, that becomes also Bano. So the tree itself remains Mutzah Bano. But Koponim, what grows out of it, the Toisfo, that becomes also. So more is the question, Moser Reb Lov, Reb Lov asked the question, says now Mishnah, Gideya Upisla Lavaz Gichovim, Fehechlif, Mashm, only because the Goyim first came and did a Maisa to the tree. They chopped off the branches, Amnas, that should grow better. Or they took off the pselus of the tree. And then new growths came, it started to have new branches, so then those new branches are Rosa Bano, and here it says, Noito Mashechlif, you have to remove the new branches. Mashm, only in this case does the new branches become Rosa Bano. Gidua Upisloyin, only because the action did an action of chopping off the wood or taking off the pselus. But loy gidua pisloy, if they did not do an action to the tree itself, they did not remove any branches, loy, then the tree itself would not become Masa Bano. So goes the Kasha and Shmuel. How could Shmuel say if a guy worships a tree, right now the new growth become Masa Bano without an action? Our mission is Mashmi, need an action. So Gemara says no. Oh Maloch, really this is the Gemara saying back in the name of Shmuel, like Rashi says, like Talmudu Mahadu Hochi, that Hochi Masa Shmuel truth saying. A Talmud is answering, now the Gemara is answering and saying, this is what Shmuel could have answered. The Gemara says, Losh, like, Omalach Shmuel, Shmuel will answer you, really means that the Talmud is saying, this is what Shmuel could answer. So Omalach Shmuel, Hamani Rabbonin, he, our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonin Shita. O Shmuel, the Yomach Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel himself could be going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomach that he says, Elon, that was the Machlokes before, Elon Shenotu, an Elon, a tree that the Goyim planted for beauty, or to eat the fruits, for their own purpose. For as later on they worship this tree. So as the Machlokes before, according to the Rabbonin, it remains Mutar Bano. So our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, that some say would worship the tree now, even what grows out would be Mutar Bano. It's called like Mechuba Lekarka, it doesn't become Asa. The Mishnah only says if he's Gedua, if he chops off part of the tree, he does an action to the tree, then the new growths are Asa. But Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Then he learns that the locher is Elon Shenotu Soif Avdu is also. The locher is such a tree, even though it was planted for different purpose, but now when the guy comes to worship it, he can make the tree also Bano. So therefore Shmuel is talking according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore there's no kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is according to the Rabbonin, and yet Shmuel goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Somar says, Maskil or Ravashi? Ravashi asked the question. Maskil or Ravashi? Mi mai, who told you? To Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbonin. The Tosefes Pligi, who told you that Machlokes is whether the new growths of this tree could become also, like you're telling me now, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that if a guy worships the tree that he says is also Bano, it's only like Shmuel says now, the Tosefes, only the new growths. Who said that? Dilma maybe Tosefes of every Hakrilosa. Maybe once a guy worships this tree, what grows out of the tree from now on becomes also Bano, even according to the Rabbanan. Maybe what grows new is like not to lechilakach. It's like they're worshiping of it now, so whatever grows out of it now, that's like something new. It was like first planted for this purpose. So maybe even the Rabbanan agreed to this. And according to this, Shmuel is not telling the Machlokes Anoyim. Shmuel will go according to everybody. That when you worship the tree, what comes out, what grows new, everybody agrees it's also Bano. Where's the Machlokes Rabbanan of Yosef Yehuda? Or the Ikroi Pligi, maybe that's no Machlokes. Whether a guy worships the tree that was already planted, does the Ikra, does the roots, does the bark become also? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovar Ikra Namiyos, that was his Chiddush. Yes, that once you worship the tree, even the Ikra, the bark of the tree becomes also Bano. What was his proof? The Pasuk says that we had before, the Asherayim Tisra from Beish. The Pasuk says, in Asi Asherah, you have to burn Mashmani tree, even though it wasn't planted L'Shem Kach. But as long as now the Goyim worship this tree, the Torah says you have to burn the whole tree. Maybe that's Rabbi Yosef Shita, that the Iker of the tree becomes also Bano. For Rabbanan, start with Rabbanan, hold. Iker, Elon, Shari, no. The Iker, the bark of the tree, since that was not planted, the Shem of Oyezara, that does not become Asa Bano now. Why? The Sikh, the Pasuk says, V'yasurayim tigadeyun. The asurayim, the ase ashera, you have to chop down. Kidua means just chop down some part of it, but not the bark, not the main part of the tree. So how do you have this? Eizeyu ilum, what type of a tree do we have? Shegidua also, the ikrashori, that only the extra, the new branches that grew, that you have to chop off, but not the original tree. Have you, I'll tell you, that's Elon Shenotu. That's first, the Goyim planted it for their own beauty, for their own sake. Or the sight of the, first later they worshipped it. So maybe that's, Reb Yesi. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So maybe everybody agrees, like Shmuel is saying, that if a Goy worships a tree, the Taisefes becomes also Bahanoah. And the only Machlekes is the Ikar of the tree, that even on the Ikar of the tree, does Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says, becomes awesome. So where it says, the Chitayim made you answer me, Hod lo matatin and hocha. You know why we can't answer this way? Because even before Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, when he brought down his posik, it was the opposite posik. He brought down the posik, Rabbi Yosi brought down the posik of the Asurayim Tegadeyun. So Mashmi, even his drasha is only to teach us that Taisefes is awesome. So Morris says, no, Epoch. That alone I could change around. Epoch Rabbon with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. I could change around the psukim, that maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda means to really darshan from the posik v'yasurayim tisrafun. That means the whole tree is also banor. And maybe the Rabbonin darshan from the posik v'yasurayim tikadayim, to teach us only the Taisefes, the new growths are also banor, but not the main tree. We're asking now, let the Gemara say Shmuel goes according to everybody. Even the Rabbanim would agree to Shmuel that if a Goyim worshipped the tree, the new growths become also Banor. The Machlokes before was only the Ikar of the tree. So the reason why we don't want to answer this is, in Cain, if so, Gidua Pistloi Man Ketonilo. So the Kasha now Mishnah then. Why does our Mishnah say that the middle case, when does the extra growths, the new branches, become also Banor? Only if the Goyim did an action to the tree, much because they chopped off a branch, or they took off themselves the bad leaves, so they did an action to the tree, then we say what grows new is also. Mashma, if they did not do this action, then even the new growths remain mutabano. So if so, who would the Mishnah go like? Loi Rabbonin, Loi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to our Sorna, it won't go according to neither. Why? Because E Rabbani, the contra Rabbani Shita, we say now, be like Yidua Pisulai. Of like Yidua Pisulai, Nami Tzaisefes Asura. We say now, the Rabbani agree to Shmuel, that any time a guy worships the tree, the new growths remain also Banu. So why does the Mishnah say that's the Yidua? E Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that for sure it's Akasha. Iker Elon Nami Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosi, once you worship the tree, the goof of the tree becomes also. And now Hamishas is only the Hechlet. Hamishas is only the new growth for also. The Gemara says, that's not a question. I'll answer you, Iboyesem Rabbonin, Viboyesem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah go according to both. It go according to the Rabbonin and according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Iboyesem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Bulai Gidua Fisulai, Ikerilonosa, Vistoma. True, Rabbi Yosi says that even without doing an action, even without chopping off some branches or taking off the psalus from the tree, if they have intentions to worship the tree, what do they mean to worship? The goof of the tree. So then the whole tree becomes also banor. Avo, but here the Mishnah is talking about the Chiddush. Avo giduo pisloi. But in the case where the guy first came and made the tree, he chopped off some branches. So what did he do this for? Golayadaita, he's showing us clearly that his intentions and his mind is that if Taisefes Nichalei, he wants to worship the new branches that are going to grow out. That's why the Daska cut off some branches in order to have new branches, because that's what he wants to worship. But the Ikrilon La Nichalei, he does not have intentions to worship the old part of the tree. So that's why our Mishnah says the Chiddush. Notice it's a Chiddush, that since he went to cut down the branches, he's showing us that his intentions are to worship the new branches that are going to grow. So therefore, only the new branches are also banor, but not the old branches. Only because he did the action of Gidua Pisulai. But if he wouldn't have done anything, just worship the tree and Echanami, then the whole tree would have been also banor. Therefore, the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Lenichalei. He boys them another terrorist, I'll answer you, Rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. The question is, what do you have to have? Yidua Fisulai, even without it, the new growth Arasa Banor. Tomorrow says, yes, Yidua Fisulai Yisrachlei. Because Talka Darta Chamin, I would have thought to say, Kivun the Ovid Ulei Maisa. The Gufay, since the guy did an action to the goof of the tree, not only does he have intentions to worship the tree, but he went now to make an action, he was Gedeya, he cut out part of the tree. So maybe Ikarila Namilitasur, maybe even the Ik of the tree, the goof of the tree, the bark of the tree, should also become Asabano. Kamashmullah, that's the Kiddush, know that the bark of the tree does not become Asabano. I mean, this is even though he worshipped the tree itself, right? Even though we're talking about now, the guy now worshipped the tree itself. So according to the Rabbanan Shita, only the Tosefta becomes also, not the goof of the tree. Since the tree was not planted, the Shema Avodah Zarah. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he does a second action, not only does he worship the tree, but he also cuts off some branches of the tree in order that it should have new branches faster. So I would have thought to say, since he does an action in the goof of the tree, even the Ikra should also be Asa Banor. That's the Chiddush, know that the Ikra still is not Asa. Since it was not planted lechatchila, the Shema Avodah Zarah, the Ikra does not become Asa. Therefore, we pass him like Shmuel, we pass him like this, that if a guy worships a tree, any new growth that comes out becomes also bano. Now the Mishnah says, Eizel hi asheira, what's siddun asheira? Kol sheyesh tachte avodas kechavim. Now the Rashi explains, like, even there's a really continuation of the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah says there are three types of an asheira. So we're coming out now, the first two, everybody agrees. That if the guy needs a plant with l'shem avodah zarah, or else they hacked out some branches to make it grow better, then the new growth becomes also banor. Not everybody agrees. Now the third case is the machlokes. The third case was where you have a regular tree and they just put underneath it an avodah zarah. So we hold close the mouth, the avodah zarah is on the bottom. The tree itself is also banor. Now this mitzvah says of Shimon argues. So again, zeli asherim kol sheyesh tachtei avodah kechavim. That's the Tanakam Shita that calls the man the Avodah Zarah is underneath the tree. The tree is also banor. They're not allowed to sit there and have been driven from the shade. And Shimon Imano calls Shaivdim Oisa. Shimon is only if they worship the tree itself as a tree also. But here, where they're only worshipping the statue underneath, not the tree, he holds even right now the tree is Mutar banor. And Umaisa, what's happened in a case like this? Betzidon, in the place Sidon Dila, there was a tree. Shaivdim Oisa, that they used to worship the tree. Now, Motsa Tachter Gal, they found underneath it a pile of stones. So, Amulam Rabbi Shimon, Bodku Es Gal has there. Let's check out and see what's in this pile of stones here. Oh, Bodku, they checked out the pile. Oh, Motsa by Tzura, they found an idol there. So, Amulam, now Rabbi Shimon says it so. Hoyel Lutzura Hein Oivdin. When we see the Goyim worshipping under this tree, now we understand they're not really worshipping the tree itself. They're only worshipping this idol. If so, not the lemes ilon. If so, now the tree is mutar banor. That's from Shimon's Shita. Since they're not worshipping the tree, only the idol, so only the idol is also banor and not the tree. Now the Gemara says, Eizeyu asher, what does our Mishnah mean? What type of an asherah? V'anan shloish asherus. Now, we learned the Mishnah before, there are three types of asherus. So what are you waking up now to tell me, ask me, where's the asherah? What's going on here? We learned it already. Perfect, no problem. So our answer is, Hachikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Shtayim l'divri akil. The first two types of asheras of the Mishnah before, everybody agrees it's also banor. But the yachas, the third case, is a machlokes. To Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan, there's a machlokes here. Now, eizi asheras shenekukov v'ashim v'chomim, in which case is there a machlokes? Kol sheyesh tachtei avodas kechavim. In the case where the goyim are not worshipping the tree itself. It's only a problem we find in Avodah Zarah underneath the tree. In such a case, of Shimon Oimer called Shaiv the Moisa, if they worship the tree itself, then it's Asa. But if they do not worship the tree remains a Mutar. Now, Ezehi Asheira Stam, a new Shaila. How can we tell which tree is an Asheira? You don't see the Goyim actually worship the tree. So how do we know to stay away to say, this tree is Asa Banor? What's the sign? So Amar Rav says, Kol Shekaimrim, Yeshua Tachter, you see the Galochim, the priest,
They're sitting underneath the tree. They do not eat from the fruits. That's the proof that this is Kaddish for them. They worship the tree. It's an Asherah. It's also for Jews to sit underneath there to have enjoyment. Even if we do not see the priest there, but rather, we only hear the Goyim say, Hani Tamri, these dates from this date tree, Levein Netzarfi is also, that they use these dates for their Avodah Zarah. It's also to have enjoyment from this tree. The Rami Bei Shichra B'Shosin Lev Yamedim. What they meant to say is that they're going to use this beer for the day of their Chag, for their Avodah Zarah. So then for sure, they also worship this tree. Yeah. So then it's also to have enjoyment from this tree. And Amra Meima, Amru Le Sabi, the Pobadisa, Hilchos like a Shmuel, we pass it like Shmuel. Like that though. That they worship the tree. Now the Mohanim of Hilchos, we pass it like Shmuel. That even this case also makes the tree Minasam, Osabano. Because probably that's a sign that they're worshipping the tree.